Meglio capire.
The Joe Redotta Trail runs east-west from Santa Rosa to Sebastopol, and on this stretch, tents line the bike path on either side where an estimated 100 homeless residents have set up shelter. Residents' fears were confirmed last week when Sonoma County announced the encampment would be cleared and the trail closed on Wednesday, May 30th. Larry shared those concerns. He's been camping in the area since January.
I am a house painter. I've been doing it for over 20 years. And, you know, and I usually off from November through April. It's very limited, seasonal.
In his mid-60s, clad in an army jacket, Larry says he has work, but it's not enough income to keep renting in the off-season. He camps at night and works in the day, and he says the shelter is not hospitable.
I told him I can't stay in any environment like that. I need, like, to be my own space, my own room. Somewhere where I walk out the door, there's not a hallway and a bunch of people.
Larry is among many residents who say the shelters are chaotic and crowded and not a viable option. Many homeless residents congregated on the bike trail after being evicted from an even larger encampment called the Roseland Camp in April. There, the county cleared tents and evicted approximately 130 people and slated the land for affordable housing development. With this eviction, like the one last month, Sonoma County officials argue shelter beds and wraparound services are available. Supervisor Linda Hopkins.
I think one of the biggest challenges is how do we get people to accept the help that we're offering? Because we really are committed to getting folks off the street and into shelter that's appropriate for them. You know, at the Roseland Village encampment, we invested literally hundreds of thousands of dollars of resources, stood up an entire housing navigation center to make sure that it was on site to make sure that those camp residents had access to housing services.
Homeless advocates took the county to federal court over this question on whether services are adequate, but were ultimately unable to convince a judge to halt the April eviction. An estimated 80% of people most recently displaced suffer mental or physical disabilities, according to the group Homeless Action. Homeless residents and advocates say the services are inadequate for the needs of this population, and the county is violating federal disability laws, and displacing the encampment is not a solution. Kathleen Finnegan is with Homeless Action.
No alternate camping situation for this particular contingent of the population at Roseland was ever offered to them. So what they got was Sam Jones shelter or forget it.
It's just really stressful and tiring, really exhausting to think that we have to move again and again.
40-year-old Santa Rosa native Renee Patterson is a leader in the camping community on the Joe Redotta Trail. She says residents are willing to organize and manage a sanctioned encampment.
Because then we would have a stable place to be, and that way we wouldn't have to worry about, if we got a job, we wouldn't have to worry about, oh, okay, I can't go to work because I have to move or anything like that. And then we don't really want to have it for free is what we don't. We want to actually pay our way. We want to pay for our garbage. We want to pay for our porta potties and, you know, stuff like that. We don't have a problem doing that. We all said we'd chip in and do that.
The Sonoma County Sheriff and Parks Department is scheduled to clear the homeless encampment at Joe Redotta Trail on Wednesday, May 30th by noon. Advocates are planning a press conference and rally opposing the eviction at 9 a.m. Corinne Smith for KRCB's North Bay Report.